FSR News. I'm John Scott. A powerful nor'easter causing big problems. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is putting this storm in perspective.
It's going to exceed all expectations even now, so you need to be prepared for the worst. And in fact, New York City is bracing for one to make some history, being the top 10 worst winter storms in the last 150 years. So digest that for a second. We talk about that's the history we do not want to make.
There will be life-threatening travel, 70-mile-per-hour wind gust, and widespread power outages. New York City, Boston, and Philadelphia all projected to receive between 18 and 24 inches of snow. The U.S. is tops in the hockey world for the first time in almost a half century. Donna Warder has more.
The U.S. has beaten Canada 2-1 at the Milan Cortina Olympics, earning the team a gold medal. American Jack Hughes scored in overtime. Unlike the group of college kids who pulled off the miracle on ice in 1980, this U.S. team this year was a roster full of NHL players, but they were still underdogs against the Canadians. Hughes says this is all about our country right now. He lost at least one front tooth, taking a high stick during the game. I'm Donna Warder.
Oman says the next round of talks between the United States and Iran will be Thursday in Geneva. Oman previously hosted the indirect talks on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program and facilitated the latest round in Geneva last week. U.S. futures are lower and Asian markets have climbed after the Supreme Court struck down most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs. Tokyo's markets were closed for a holiday. Trading was tentative across the markets after the ruling and after the president pledged to put tariffs on other countries using other avenues. This is SRN News. Kansas lawmakers pass a bathroom bill.
To do it, they had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The new statute will bar males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Republican Representative Carolyn Cahar says, quote, "Our young women deserve to have restrooms and locker rooms where they can undress without men in the room. This bill protects girls and women, the ones feminists used to claim to stand for. It will go into effect in Kansas immediately." Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment. There were 47 executions last year. This is SRN News. The feds believe they know who's bankrolling Antifa. Correspondent Keith Peters.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau has identified major funding sources linked to Antifa and is pursuing enforcement actions against those responsible. Patel did not reveal the specific donors, but indicated that further details will be disclosed as the financial investigation progresses.
The director criticized former Presidents Obama and Biden for downplaying the group and pledged to track its financial backers. Ongoing investigations have already led to some prosecutions related to violent incidents, including assaults on federal agents and ICE officers. Authorities in Ohio have arrested a former contestant on American Idol and charged him with shooting and killing his wife and staging a crime scene to mislead investigators. Caleb Flynn pleaded not guilty to charges of murder, assault, and tampering with evidence. More details at srnnews.com.